Zoom had a tough session Tuesday following its latest earnings report, with the stock dropping nearly 15%. The market reaction came even as Zoom saw third quarter sales rise 35% from a year ago and double-digit growth in sales from large accounts. Let's check in with Zoom CFO Kelly Stuckelberg off of the quarter. Kelly, always nice to see you. Thanks for taking some time here. I think a lot of the investors that we talk to are trying to figure out how quick is Zoom going to grow when we all go back into the office, whether it's 1 day, 2 days. How fast do you think the company's growing?
Yeah, so we're really excited about this next phase of the transition. We've been helping people communicate and collaborate over the last 18 months. And now organizations, as they're thinking about the future of work, which undeniably is going to be some version of hybrid, Zoom will be there front and center. And as we're transitioning from being this killer meetings app to really being a communications platform that supports this approach. So we have not only meetings, but we have Zoom Phone, we have Zoom Rooms, and the conference room strategy is going to be really important to the hybrid work approach of the future. And then we're also excited about new products like Zoom Events that launched about 90 days ago. And as we look forward to events, when companies bring together their customers and their employees, we also expect that to be in a hybrid approach, and Zoom Events will be there to support that. And then in Q1, we're going to launch our new Video Engagement Center, which is our contact center solution. So there are lots of exciting things ahead for Zoom, and we look forward to supporting our customers as they re-engage with their employees in person again.
Kelly, when you talk to these large enterprise clients, what do you hear from them in terms of how are they trying to reinvent their office as workers start to go back in the first quarter of next year?
Yeah, so first of all, what we've seen is really strong and continued renewals for Zoom. As you just said, if people are going to be working in the office, but also remotely a few days a week, everybody still has the need for Zoom to stay engaged and connected. What they're really trying to think about is how do you create an inclusive environment so that when you have some people in the office, but some people working remotely, that everybody really still feels included. And that's, again, where the conference room is a really important part of that strategy. And we have innovations like Smart Gallery and Companion Mode, which enable that so that when you're in the office, you still get the opportunity to see your colleagues and be with them. But those of us that might be working remotely are still included in the same way. You can see the faces of the people in the meetings. And so those innovations like that are really going to be important as we transition into the next phase of work for the future.
Hey, Kelly, it's Julie here. I think most people understand the need and the appeal of your products as you're outlining them. The question, though, remains the magnitude, right? And I think, again, to Brian's point, that's kind of what the market is struggling with here. And I don't know, even internally, what kind of visibility you guys have for the longer term sales growth trajectory. But what insight can you give us around those numbers and around what people can expect?
Sure. First, I just want to highlight, as you mentioned, the lead in, we announced revenue of over $1 billion for Q3, growing 35% year over year. And our full year guidance is over $4 billion with over 50% year over year growth. And the question you're asking is, of course, what investors want to know, which is what does FY23 look like? And we are right in the midst of doing our very detailed bottoms-up FY23 plan. And our normal cadence is to give guidance on our Q4 earnings call, which is exactly what we will do. And yes, we absolutely have insight into what that looks like, and we'll be ready to share it with analysts as well as investors on our Q4 call.
Within that framework, Kelly, how big is the Zoom Phone business gotten?
So Zoom Phone, we're thrilled about the momentum we see here. And in fact, in Q3, it had triple digit revenue growth. And we're excited about the possibilities there. We announced on our Q2 call that we had actually sold over 2 million seats, which is an amazing clip for a product that is just a little bit over 2 years old. So really excited about the momentum we see. And it is also a really important part of the strategy of the future of work, as it really enables organizations to get their phone systems off the prem and into the cloud, and makes it portable for all of their employees to take it with them wherever they go, have it on their laptop, have it on their mobile device. And so really excited about the potential there.
Kelly, lastly, I think we've only talked to you in remote settings, really the past close to 2 years of the pandemic. How is your office constructed at the moment? Is your team back in there?
Our offices are not yet open. We are still working fully remotely. We are planning to reopen one of our offices in December as a proof of concept to test it and see how our employees engage, how they want to come in. And then the plan is to reopen the rest of our offices kind of the first half of next year.
All right. Well, good luck with that reopening. Zoom CFO Kelly Steckelberg, good to see you. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You too.